Am I that man who lay upon the bed? Scrooge cried upon his knees. The finger pointed from the grave to him and back again. No, spirit! Oh, no, no! The finger still was there. Spirit! He cried, clutching at its robe. Hear me! I am not the man I was! I will not be the man I must have been for this intercourse! Why show me this if I am past all hope? For the first time, the hand appeared to tremble. Good spirit! He pursued, as down upon the ground he fell before it. Your nature intercedes for me and pities me. Assure me that I may yet change these shadows that you have shown me by an altered life. The kind hand trembled. Spirit! I do not want to die, poor, bankrupt, alone, unloved by anyone in the world, with no family, with no one in the world who even cares for me, or cares if I live or die. I repent of my wokeness, spirit. I repent! Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today, I would like to talk about the future of millennials, and the future of millennials is that they're going to die bankrupt, sick, alone and depressed, and they're going to do that because they insist on creating a huge evolutionary mismatch for themselves, and of course they insist on not having enough children. And the key issue here is the aging population. Not enough people are having children. Now, I have looked in another video at the issue of what is going to happen sometime in the future, which is a population spike. This population spike is going to happen because we have created an evolutionary mismatch which makes people depressed and unhappy and dysphoric, and which inculcates them with the idea as well, and which makes them want to not have children, and which inculcates them with the idea that it is a good idea to not have children. The result of that is that only those who are genetically very inclined to have children, whether because they don't have the impulse control to avoid getting accidentally pregnant, or because they're very, very religious and they want to have children, or whatever it happens to be, are going to have children. And the desire for having children in this way is basically heritable. And so what you're going to end up with is all the people that are incapable of having children, or who are only going to want a small number of children, are selected out, and you'll get a huge population spike, because all that's going to be left is the people that are very genetically fertile or are very able or very wanting to have children. Now, this will result in a population spike. But before that happens, and especially in Europe, there will be a population crash. Because not enough people are having children. This will not be as pronounced in America, because America has a different kind of underclass, and as we know, it is the underclass that is doing most of the breeding. If in the Britain you look at those where both parents are working, where one parent is working, where both parents are on welfare, and where both parents are on welfare and they're criminally involved, it is only the latter group that has above replacement fertility. So those people in Britain and in Europe as well are the future. America is a bit different. It has a different kind of underclass, and it has a large, perhaps for genetic reasons due to who went there in the first place, a large religious minority who have continued to breed. So America is a bit different. But in Britain and in Europe, you will have a population crash before you have a population spike. Now, if we look at the population history, in Europe in 1950, the average family has 2.75 children. The above replacement fertility is 2.1. This has now collapsed down to 1.3. In some countries it is higher, in some countries it is lower. If you look at the birth rate per thousand of the population across the same time from 1950 to the present day, it was 21 in 1950 per thousand. It's now gone down to 10. This is like a minimal level. It's in America over the between 1800 and now, the per capita birth rate has gone from 60 down to 10. Now, what is compensating? So what you've got basically is the collapse in population. Now, what is compensating for this collapse in population is two key things. Well, three key things. First of all, it is the religious people. The religious people have a strong inclination to have children. They are the sort of Darwinian pre-industrial norm that have the normal inclinations, such as a very strong desire to have lots of children. And so they have lots of children, and you have an underclass who simply has lots of children. Now, they are compensating, it seems, at par for the collapse. So the number of the population is no longer declining because it's got down to a level where all those who can be inculcated to not have children or can be dysphoric enough to not have children don't have children. There's a continuing decline in that sense, but it's being compensated for at par by the religious and the underclass having lots of children, and so you end up with currently a plateau. This will precipitate a problem in the future. Now, this means, of course, that the climate strike type people who are saying, "Oh, we don't want to have children. Oh, we should reduce the population down to nothing." That's clearly not going to work. Now, you could argue this is just to cope anyway because they think they can't afford to have children because they have this material. They're ultimately not religious and they're highly materialistic and they want a very rich way of life, and therefore they will trade children for that, and therefore it's just a cope. But anyway, whatever the reason is, they really want to have children, but they pretend they don't. But the point is that it's not going to work. So what this means is that each generation has fewer children, and this results in an exponential freefall, where you get to a point where in somewhere like Finland, 22% of the population are over the age of 65. 22% of the population are not contributing. It's also similar like that in a number of other countries, a bit not quite as bad, but it's still an enormous proportion of the population. Now, this is, of course, a serious problem because they're not contributing to the running of society in terms of making or producing anything. Now, the way that it's supposed to be historically, particularly before the Industrial Revolution in terms of birth rate, is basically a pyramid. So you're meant to have a high birth rate and a high child mortality rate, and so you end up with a relatively large number of people of sort of young and in the middle age, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it peaks at the top where you have a very small number of old people. This is how it is supposed to work. This is not how it works. How it works is now quite the opposite. You have an inverted, what you might call an inverted pyramid. Among Generation X, the people who are Generation X outnumbers Generation Z by about 50%. Now, eventually, the underclass and their very high breeding will compensate for this, and so then we will have a population spike. But in the meantime, there is going to be a population fall, and there's going to be a situation whereby there are far more old people, that is to say people who are intellectually and, more importantly, physically incapable of actually producing anything. Let's not talk about money and making money, because money can be manipulated and whatever. Forget money. What it ultimately comes down to is producing enough resources. We are able to have this wealthy lifestyle that we have because we are able to produce an excess of resources, massive excess. We are able to produce a massive excess of resources because we are at work and we have the ingenuity and whatever to come up with ways of producing an excess of resources. If you have a vast, that excess of resources is such that we can afford to have a vast proportion of the population that aren't actually involved in producing anything, that just work for everybody else, you know, doing decadent things for them, and indeed a proportion of the population that do absolutely nothing, and we can sustain them with our excess of resources. If you render smaller the percentage of the population that are producing resources and render bigger the percentage of the population that are doing absolutely nothing, then you will have a serious problem. You will not be able to have enough resources to sustain that idle population. And that is what elderly people are. They are an idle population. So we have this huge problem whereby Generation X is much bigger than Generation Z. Now, eventually, the underclass and the religious people that have lots of children, they will compensate for this. And then, but there will be a period where this is not the case. So effectively, you will have an inverted pyramid. You will then whereby there's far too many old people and not enough young people. Then it will turn into a kind of an arrow shape where there's the sort of the same amount, then it will turn into more of a sort of an hourglass where there's young people and old people and not many people in the middle. And then it will turn back into a pyramid whereby there's loads and loads of young people and not many old people. And when that's happened, then you've got basically the reinstitution of Darwinian selection pressures. You've got the collapse of the entire system. high child mortality rate, high death rate and whatever, and you have the reinstitution of the traditional system. And that's what will happen when society collapses. You will have when society goes backwards and can't anymore produce the excess that is necessary in order to have health service, in order to have social service, in order to have all of these kinds of things. There will be a collapse back and the reinstitution of Darwinian selection pressures, and thus a more third world-like traditional pyramid shape. Now, what is going to happen, of course, eventually, is there just won't be enough people to sustain this excess population. And therefore, there basically won't be enough resources. And what that is going to mean is that prices are going to rise. Is that the case in less developed countries? Food prices are much higher because there's more competition for food and because there's less excess of food, and so therefore food prices are higher. Labour prices are higher because there just aren't enough people to do the labour. So that is necessary to be done, and so therefore labour prices are higher. The price of everything is higher. Now, and therefore the standard of living will inevitably fall. Now, one of the ways that they try to deal with this is by a thing that we can't mention on here. Let's just call it by the introduction of euphemisms. But that doesn't necessarily work, because euphemisms tend to involve a form of labour that is not necessarily entirely brilliantly skilled. It tends to involve doing the job that other people don't want to do. And so that's not going to work, because that's not going to help produce more resources. The producing of more resources means that you have highly intelligent people who come up with highly brilliant ideas and make things easier and more rationalised and simpler. As our intelligence goes into decline, and we know it's declining, we know that we've lost the equivalent of 15 points, which is the difference between a policeman and a school teacher, or between a school teacher and an academic or whatever, over the last 100 years or so. We know that from a research from Iceland that on a genetic level, the prevalence of the population of alleles that are indirectly associated with very high intelligence has gone down over the last three generations. We know that per capita major innovation has gone from a peak in 1870 back to about the level it was in 1600 now. We know that we are becoming less intelligent, and so we will be less able to produce excess resources and less able to sustain basically an idle class, which is what pensioners and whatever are. And then take that as well, add it to that, to make it even worse, there simply will be fewer people to sustain them. There won't be enough people of working age to sustain them. And there won't really be much you can do about it. Because so the result of that will be that prices will go up and that standard of living will go down. And so when millennials are pensioners, particularly when millennials are pensioners, as opposed to Generation X, when millennials are pensioners, they are going to be in very serious trouble, because there won't be a workforce that is there that will be producing enough excess to look after them. And so the result of that is that the entire system to sustain them will fall apart. The health system will fall apart and will go private and won't be able to look after them. The system of sort of social care and old people's homes will fall apart and won't be able to look after them. There literally won't be enough labourers, enough people to nurse them and sustain them. A lot of these people, once they get into their 80s or whatever, need 24-hour care. Fewer of them will get into their 80s anyway, because they will die of various things, because the health service will start to collapse. At best, they will be sitting in their rocking chairs being, looked after by foreign labourers or whatever it happens to be. But that seems to be rather unlikely. At worst, you're going to have the reinstitution of something like the poorhouse, the workhouse, and the conditions of that. Have paupers that are looked after in the most basic way. Except it will be worse than that. Because when you had the workhouse and paupers and whatever, people had large families. So most people had children who would look after them in old age. So even if they didn't have, there's no need for them to go into the workhouse or whatever. And even if they didn't have children that would look after them, they might have nephews and nieces and things like that, that would have a sort of sense of obligation towards them due to the group values that were prevalent at the time. Well, what we have now is a collapse in those group values, highly individualistic values, and lots and lots of people that don't have brothers or sisters, don't have children, will have no family, literally no family, no one to look after them. And that will be the situation for many woke millennials who reject having children and whatever, and probably don't have any brothers and sisters themselves. There will be no one to look after them, no one. And they will just die in poverty, alone, and with literally nobody in the world that loves them. Well, I hope it's a bit of interest, and if it has, then please subscribe. It really helps me if you do that. If you want to support the channel, you can see ways to do so below. If you have any, I live stream on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York. So obviously, you can. If you want to send any super chats, there's ways you can do so. Entropy, whatever. And I will see you soon. And goodbye. Goodbye.